Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS News Special Report.
This is so painful and emotional.
Investigators say the 18-year-old white suspect in a mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket started writing months ago about staging a live-streamed attack on black people. 10 were killed on Saturday. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
This is a community in mourning. 10 people were killed, 3 injured. 11 of them were black. Those who were killed ranged in age from 32 to 86 and included a retired police officer, a substitute teacher, and a grandmother of 6.
Zanita Everhart's son was shot in the neck, treated, and released. She says discussions about racism seem misdirected.
We do not talk about race and racism in this country. We talk about it, but the people at the table are speaking different languages and no one understands each other. They're not getting to any solutions. The talk is just talk. It's not solution-based talk.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
And for a closer look at the story, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now and talk with Brian Levin, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino. Brian, we have talked to you after so many of these tragedies over the years. Trying to ask you to help us better understand some of the hate and extremism angles of these tragedies. What stands out to you the most about this particular one?
Wow, what a great question. I think there are a few. First, we have this long line now of manifesto killers starting about a decade ago in Norway. And what we're seeing is they inspire each other. This most recent teenage terrorist plagiarized a lot from the New Zealand killer who himself found inspiration in other ones. So it's this terrible vertical chain of ticking time bombs. I've warned about it for years. And we're not seeing the end of it, and it's transnational. But let me put it into some other perspective real quick. He became radicalized just in the last couple of years around the time of the pandemic. And what did we see? Many people, including young people, become socially isolated. He also had a history of mental health intervention, including reports to police. Half the hate offenders in New York this year, half of them, New York this year, have a documented history with respect to mental health intervention. So that's another thing we have to look at. Lastly, real quick, June 2020, right, during the pandemic when people were starting to really see the impact of it, we also saw the social justice protests and hate crimes during that month against African Americans hit a record high since 1991 when data collection started. So we saw this increase in anti-black hate crime. We saw the pandemic, people online more, and we also saw gun sales go up. And just bear with me, around these social justice protests online, we saw Boogaloo Boys, Civil Guards, kind of this armed response to blackness. And this has continued. Anti-black prejudice extended from the social justice protests, BLM, Antifa, arsonists, all the way to black stealing the election, to now black stealing our culture and the classroom. And we have seen increases in major cities in 2021 and into 2022 with regard to hate crime. And anti-black hate crime was up another 16% in our most recent study, above the rise in 2020, which was the highest since 2008.
You mentioned this is a vertical chain of incidents. What can be done to disrupt it?
Another great question. Thank you so much. And I hope legislators are listening. We have red flag laws. We also have background checks. The terrorist in South Carolina, I don't use their names, he wasn't eligible for a firearm, but the FBI took too long, so he was able to get it. Also, El Paso massacre terrorist, his parents try to prevent him from getting firearms. So one of the things that I think we have to do is apply these laws, but also for people out there, if you hear people talking aggressively and really conflictually, full of anger, and they're also glorifying and fetishizing weapons acquisitions, those are the two most common threads, what we call leakage, before these kinds of mass attacks.
Brian Levin, always great to get your perspective on these stories. Again, Mr. Levin is director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.